app.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. An annual ceremony to remember those who died on September 11th, 2001 is being held right now in Manhattan.
Joseph Agnello.
David Scott Agnes.
Joel. It's been 22 years since the World Trade Center's twin towers collapsed. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby on how President Biden will mark this day.
He'll be meeting with members of the military and their families in Alaska on his way home from this trip. He thinks it's really important on this day, now 22 years later, to certainly remember the service and the sacrifice of all those affected by those terrible attacks on 9/11.
It was the deadliest terror attack on U.S. soil. The earthquake in Morocco has now claimed nearly 2,500 lives. Survivors are desperate for help.
We need to help because every family here don't have the house. Every house here is broken.
Rescuers are racing to reach anyone trapped beneath the debris. CBS's Chris Livesay is in Marrakesh.
They search for the living and mourn the dead. We were having dinner, says Hamid Benhenna. I asked my son to bring a knife from the kitchen to cut the dessert, but he never did because as soon as he left the kitchen, the earthquake struck. He was buried in 6 feet of rubble.
Weather Channel meteorologist Jordan Steele with the latest now on the Category 3 Hurricane Lee.
Hurricane Lee spinning at 120 miles per hour in the Atlantic. Now, it may strengthen briefly before moving into cooler waters. The next 24 to 36 hours, Lee's going to turn northwest and eventually to the north. The model guidance continues to agree on placement just west of Bermuda.
This week, the FDA is expected to approve a new round of COVID shots by Pfizer and Moderna to prepare Americans for the fall and winter season, just as COVID cases are on the rise again. An escaped convict in Pennsylvania has been out and about, but police can't catch him. CBS Philadelphia's Brandon Goldner.
Police say Cavalcante stole a dairy delivery van Saturday night and drove about 25 miles to a former co-worker's house, where a doorbell camera spotted him with a new look, now clean-shaven and wearing a bright green sweatshirt. He made a second attempt at another co-worker's house, apparently looking for help, evading authorities both times.
He's a convicted killer and broke out of a county prison 12 days ago. At the U.S. Open, Novak Djokovic won his fourth title and record-extending 24th major championship. At 36 years old, he is now the oldest person to ever win the tournament. Opening bells in a half hour, Wall Street futures are pointing to a higher open. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Gillette.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Polk County Sheriff's Office has announced a motorcyclist died after crashing into a sign in western Wisconsin yesterday morning. According to the Sheriff's Office, authorities were alerted to the crash just before 5 a.m. and responded to the intersection of State Highway 35 and County Highway E in Lewis. They say the motorcyclist was traveling west on County Highway E and failed to round a curve before going off the road, hitting the sign, and landing in a thicket. The name of the motorcyclist was not released, and they were not wearing a helmet at the time of the crash. The Wisconsin Elections Commission has approved a new emergency rule to create a formal policy for ballot challenges for candidates. Republican Commissioner Bob Spindle urged the commission to kill the plan, stating the rule opens the door to use the 14th Amendment to keep former President Donald Trump off the ballot and predicts a flood of lawsuits over the rule change. The rule change was approved by a 5-1 vote, with Spindle as the only outlier. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
93.5,
The Tap. 93.5, The Tap. 93.5, The Tap.
Now, Monday morning. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. We've got 59 degrees in La Crosse right now, and it is 50 degrees up in Hayward. And you probably know that Republicans in Wisconsin want to or are considering impeaching newly sworn in Justice Janet Protasiewicz. And this issue is getting quite a bit of national attention. Seems like people around the country are just as surprised as many of us in the state that Republicans would want to remove this justice even before she's made a decision on any case before her. I have a couple of stories here, one from The Nation, this one written by John Nichols, with a headline that says the Wisconsin GOP's new attack on democracy is obscene, even for them, with a subheadline that says conservatives lost control of Wisconsin's Supreme Court with April's election of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Now they're scheming to impeach her. And this piece by John Nichols starts out like this. It says, Janet Protasiewicz, a veteran prosecutor and jurist, ran for a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court this year as a transparent candidate who spoke frankly about the need to respect women's rights, defend the interests of working families, and assure that election results honor the will of the people. Voters loved what she had to say. In an April election that saw turnout spike, especially among young Wisconsinites, Protasiewicz won 1,021,370 votes versus just 818,286 for right-wing judicial activist Dan Kelly, the favorite of Republican insiders in the officially nonpartisan contest. Protasiewicz, who enjoyed substantial support from Democrats as well as independents and some Republicans, carried more than two dozen urban and rural counties, showing strength in every region of the battleground state. Her 55-45 victory, the latest in a pattern of big wins for progressive contenders in judicial races, flipped control of the state's highest court from a scandal-plagued cabal of conservatives to a popularly elected liberal majority. Justice Protasiewicz was sworn in on August 1st, ushering in what most expected would be a new era for the powerful seven-member court. Protasiewicz and the three other women who make up the new majority were positioned to overturn an 1849 ban on abortion, address constitutional questions relating to former Republican Governor Scott Walker's assaults on worker rights and voting rights, and order a redrawing of the radically gerrymandered state legislative district maps that have allowed Republicans to maintain control of the legislature even when Democrats sweep statewide races. The Republicans weren't happy, but elections are supposed to have consequences for those who legitimately win and for those who legitimately lose. And 1,021,370 Wisconsinites had decided that they wanted Protasiewicz on the court. In most states, that would have settled the matter. But nothing is ever settled in Wisconsin, a state where Donald Trump and other Republicans tried to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election, and where legislative Republicans have repeatedly attempted to thwart democracy with assaults on fair elections, skewed maps, and plots to disempower the state's Democratic governor and attorney general. Now, Republicans are threatening to attack the state Supreme Court in a way that is extreme even by their standards. Because gerrymandering has given them overwhelming control of the state assembly and Senate, Republicans are now entertaining the notion of impeaching Protasiewicz before she has decided a single case. If they do so, there's a scenario where they could effectively cancel the ability of the court to weigh in on controversial issues for many months, and maybe even through the end of 2024. What at once seemed like an outlandish prospect has become a distinct possibility, as some of the most powerful Republicans in the legislature, terrified by what might happen if voters actually got the chance to choose their representatives in fair elections, openly speculate about impeaching Protasiewicz. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, the state's conservative power broker, is claiming that Protasiewicz must recuse herself from cases she discussed during the spring campaign. If she fails to do so, the speaker has begun to suggest in what's been read as a none-too-subtle threat that GOP legislators will need to take a look at impeaching the new justice. To be clear, and by the way, I'm reading from a piece in The Nation by John Nichols, says, to be clear, Protasiewicz has done nothing wrong, even when it comes to the GOP's biggest complaint about her, that during the campaign she described gerrymandered maps as rigged and unfair. The justice was merely commenting on a broadly recognized fact. Complaints about gerrymandering in Wisconsin have repeatedly been rated as true and mostly true in examinations by PolitiFact. Indeed, the nonpartisan fact-checking project has explained a federal court judge determined that maps drawn in 2011 by Wisconsin Republicans were among, quote, the most heavily skewed to one party of any plan in the country going back more than 40 years, end quote. Those maps were largely kept in place by the conservative majority that still held sway last year when the court embraced a Republican redistricting plan. This week, a 9-member Wisconsin Judicial Commission rejected complaints brought by Republicans about the justice's comments during the campaign, dismissing Republican arguments that Protasiewicz's statements violated the Judicial Code of Ethics. So there are no credible grounds for impeachment. But the vague wording of the state's constitution leaves Voss and his allies plenty of leeway to impeach without a legitimate complaint. They've got the votes to do that in the state assembly, while Voss and the Republicans control with a 64-35 majority, and where the state constitution requires only a simple majority vote to impeach. Republicans probably would not succeed in getting a conviction in a state Senate trial to remove Protasiewicz, even though Republican senators hold just enough seats to reach the 2-thirds majority that's required to remove the justice based on any trumped-up charges against her. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu has been cool to the idea of displacing a popularly elected jurist on the grounds that Republicans are mad that she won. And several Republican senators from swing districts would be unlikely to risk the political fallout from such a move. It's words from John Nichols in The Nation at thenation.com. And it seems like Republicans are serious about impeaching Justice Protasiewicz for what? Yeah, comments she made about known facts? It doesn't seem logical. 18 and a half minutes after 9 o'clock right now. I got to take a break. It's a short one, so stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different.
You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
This is 93.5 The Tap. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a few sprinkles or showers, a high near 69. For tonight, a few sprinkles, lows around 48. For Tuesday, partly sunny, a high near 65. Wednesday, sunshine with a high around 68. Thursday, sunshine and warmer, highs back to the mid-70s.
It's 57 at our studios.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
After 9 o'clock right now, we've got 59 degrees in La Crosse, 59 Richland Center, 53 in Eau Claire right now. And just before the break, we were discussing what's going on with our state Supreme Court. The fact that Republicans would like to change the makeup of the court after the voters decided they wanted Janet Protasiewicz to be on the court. Republicans want to impeach her for the fact that she was stating facts during the election. Facts like Wisconsin's maps are rigged and they are extremely gerrymandered. That's not just an opinion, that's a fact. And I have a story here which kind of explains things in a different way. This is from apnews.com. GOP threat to impeach. A Wisconsin Supreme Court justice is driven by fear of losing legislative edge. And I should mention that this is not an opinion piece. This is a news story from Scott Bauer and David Lieb, and it was posted yesterday. Dateline Madison, Wisconsin Republicans have enjoyed outsized control of the legislature in one of the most closely divided states for a dozen years. Maintaining that power is now at the heart of a drama involving the state Supreme Court that has national political implications. A new liberal tilt to the court is driving Republican fears of losing their large legislative majorities, which were built under some of the most gerrymandered political maps in the country. Republicans have threatened to impeach the justice who was elected earlier this year and flip the court to a 4-3 liberal majority unless she withdraws from any case involving redistricting. The Republicans are citing concerns about her campaign statements and fundraising. Democratic leaders have decried that threat as political extortion and are mobilizing voters to pressure Republicans in districts won by the new justice and to back down. Quote, impeachment is an act of pure power politics, said Ben Wickler, chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. It's a desperate gambit to avoid accountability to voters who choose their state representatives, their state senators, and their state Supreme Court justices. Altering the makeup of the Wisconsin Supreme Court also holds the potential to affect the 2024 presidential election in the perennial battleground. Four of the past six presidential contests in the state have been decided by less than a percentage point. In 2020, the state Supreme Court, then controlled 4-3 by conservatives, came within one vote of overturning Democrat Joe Biden's nearly 21,000 vote victory over then President Donald Trump. Wisconsin Republicans, who hold majorities of 64-35 in the state assembly and 22-11 in the Senate, squarely focused on their own futures. The political maps they drew that helped them win near veto-proof supermajorities are at risk of being overturned under the newly left-leaning Supreme Court. Two lawsuits challenging the gerrymandered maps as unconstitutional were filed the first week after the new justice was seated. The Supreme Court has yet to decide whether it will take either case. Republicans and even Democrats, the last time they had majority control of the legislature 14 years ago, have resisted moves to give up their power to draw electoral district boundaries. States that have shifted responsibility for redistricting from partisan legislatures to independent commissions generally have seen a reduction in gerrymandering, in which lines are drawn in a way that expands or cements one party's grip on power. Districts drawn by independent commissions generally result in election outcomes more closely aligned with the will of the voters. Wouldn't that be a nice thing to have in Wisconsin? 28 minutes after 9 o'clock right now, got to take a break. You're tuned in to your local Civic Media radio station.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Americans are gathering today to observe the 22nd anniversary of the deadliest terror attack on U.S. soil in Manhattan.
Michelle Renee Bratton.
Patrice Brout.
The annual reading of the names of those who died earlier at the Pentagon, an American flag was unfurled in remembrance of the 9/11 attacks. The death toll from the earthquake in Morocco is 2,500 now, as search and rescue efforts continue. CBS's Chris Livesay in Marrakesh.
Roads snake into snow-capped peaks, many blocked by rock slides. Impossible to reach those still trapped beneath the debris, either to save or lay to rest.
The North Korean leader is on a train now heading to Russia. Reporter Alex Jensen in Seoul.
Neither the exact schedule nor the agenda for their summit's been revealed, but Kim Jong-un is set to meet Vladimir Putin within the coming days.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lin.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A petition from Legal Action of Wisconsin seeks to decrease the amount of time eviction records are kept amid the impeachment threats surrounding the new liberal majority Supreme Court. The group seeks to change the rules so eviction records would be kept for only 1 year in cases where there is no monetary judgment against a tenant and be scrubbed from the Wisconsin Circuit Court website. Currently, eviction records must be maintained for 20 years after the close of a case. Wisconsin Democratic lawmakers are pushing a 10-bill package to make it easier for Wisconsin workers to form a union. The 10-bill package would ease requirements to qualify for union ratification and would require companies to recognize unions. It is not expected that the bills will advance to Governor Tony Evers' desk, however, as the legislature is controlled by a near-Republican supermajority. Democratic Representative Katrina Shanklin says union action has led to major wins for Wisconsin workers. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed. Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Turning water into wine. Open doors were soon.
Monday morning, 9:36 and a half right now. And we've got 56 degrees in Amory. It's 51 degrees up in Hayward. And I want to take a break from the politics, all the political stuff for a little bit here, and just talk about something fun that I came across. I had no idea that this was even a thing, but I found a story in the Los Angeles Times about an event that goes on out in California. Do you know anybody named Ryan? There's a lot of people named Ryan, right? You probably have friends or acquaintances, maybe even relatives that you know with that name. And there are a lot of famous people with the name of Ryan. Well, evidently, out in California, they have what's known as a Ryan Rave. I have a headline here that says, "At the Dumb and Wholesome Ryan Rave, everyone belongs and everyone is Ryan." It says here, in an area full of warehouses, down graffiti-rich alleys, and past a filthy mattress, a line formed for one of downtown Los Angeles's most exclusive events. Bouncers checked IDs multiple times in a three-tier security system. But it wasn't to check ages. They were looking at names. For free entry into this party, your name had to be Ryan. Lucky for me, it is. I should mention this piece at the Los Angeles Times was posted by Ryan Fonseca. This was the Ryan Rave, where anyone named Ryan could meet, chat, eat, drink, and dance, regardless of age, gender, or ethnicity. I attended the event this month to learn more about my community of fellow Ryans. In a culture that so often feels divided, it was surprisingly joyful to gather with people around such a basic, comical commonality that created an instant sense of belonging. Quote, "There's no losers in the corner here," said organizer Ryan Cousins. "Everyone loves you here. Everyone wants to give you a hug because of your name and because you automatically fit in," end quote. Well, almost anyone fit in. There was one main rule to the Ryan Rave: no Bryans allowed. Seriously. And I should mention that Brian, in this case, is spelled with a Y. No Bryans allowed. Seriously. This was a safe space from the tragic social blunder all Ryans endure, having that insufferable B inserted in front of our names when we just want our coffee or a pleasant introduction. Quote, "I'm a girl, so you would think that wouldn't happen to me," Ryan Diz told me. "No, it happens to girls too. I'm like, hey, my name is Ryan. Wait, did you say Brian? No, Ryan." But not here. There was no mistaking the Ryans, who all donned name tags, a badge of honor. Entering the event, every Ryan received a kingly greeting. "Hey, Ryan's here," one Ryan would yell, followed by cheers and chants of "Ryan, Ryan, Ryan" from the sea of Ryans between two food trucks. Quote, "As absurd of an event that it is, I think that it's wholesome," said Ryan Leader, a comedian based in L.A. "We just share the name Ryan. That's all that this is," end quote. The overwhelming majority of attendees were named Ryan. A few dozen non-Ryans joined, but had to pay a cover charge. The DJs performing throughout the night were all named Ryan. The drink and photo booth vendors were both Ryans. Anyone not named Ryan had the opportunity to legally change their name to Ryan, courtesy of official paperwork organizers brought. Quote, "It's such a stupid idea. It's so dumb," Ryan Cousins said. "The further you take it, the dumber it gets and the funnier it gets," end quote. The night's festivities also included an award for the Ryan who traveled the farthest. It went to Ryan Rasila, who flew in from the Philippines. Quote, "I feel like we got a good rap," he said. "The Ryans in Hollywood, Ryan Gosling, Ryan Reynolds, no scandals, just great movies. I'm just trying to live up to the Ryan name," end quote. Ryans whose birthdays fell over the weekend were invited on stage for cake, with hundreds of their namesakes singing happy birthday. Organizer Ryan Lee later estimated about 550 Ryans turned out over the course of the night, which exceeded every single expectation that I had. People are flying in from everywhere to attend this silly little event, and it's incredible to me, he said. There were Ryans who work at Costco, a Ryan who works on a flower farm, college student Ryans, an actor Ryan, an IT Ryan, a Ryan who works on an offshore oil rig, a clothing designer Ryan, Vegas Ryan. I was dubbed Reporter Ryan, naturally. Quote, "It's essentially the Spider-Verse for Ryans," Ryan Chu said. "Everyone has their own unique personality and quirk," end quote. The Ryans' name origin stories were as unique as they were. For Chu, his grandmother had worked for a Ryan whom she considered wealthy and kind. She sought to bestow that fortune onto her grandson. Ryan Lee, who is of Vietnamese heritage, said his parents wanted him to, quote, "have a white name to fit in better in America," end quote. The story in Ryan Bravo's family is that as a baby, his parents couldn't agree on a name. While they looked at a book of names, he reached out and his finger landed on Ryan. Ryan Moody, a black woman, said her parents had a specific goal. Quote, "They wanted a name that would make me seem like a white guy on resumes," end quote. This was her second Ryan meetup, and she's met several fellow black girl Ryans who now share a group chat. Quote, it's awesome to have something in common with strangers that is largely irrelevant," she said. "Your name is not the biggest deal in the world, but it's super cool to be able to meet people with similar experience." This was the fifth organized Ryan meetup event and the second on the West Coast, and by far the largest gathering to date. It all started after Ryan Rose, a photographer living in New York City, sought to make new friends with flyers that read, "Is your name Ryan? Want to meet other Ryans?" One of those flyers was just outside the apartment of Ryan Cousins. Quote, "Instantly, I was like, I need to meet the person that created this," he said. Soon after, he, Ryan Rose, and Ryan Lee met up at a bar. They clicked and decided to expand the meetup. Roughly 7 months later, seeing her crave for community grow to a party of hundreds of Ryans was surreal and beautiful, Ryan Rose said, explaining, quote, "Being amongst people with the same name as you is very cosmic. It just feels right. It feels like we already know each other and there's no icebreaker, like we're friends that are just reuniting after a long time," end quote. Bringing several hundred Ryans together was a major feat, but the organizers are working to take things to the next level. Their goal is to host a Ryan convention and entice some famous Ryans to join, and they have their eye on possibly breaking a world record for the most people with the same first name gathered in one place. That record is currently held by 2,325 Ivans who gathered in Bosnia-Herzegovina in July of 2017. But Ryan Rose said they're not in any hurry. Quote, "It's so fun just to host the small events and see people come from all over," she said, sharing that she met a six-year-old Ryan that night who hates her name. She could relate as someone who was teased for having a so-called boy's name. Quote, I told her, you're going to love it when you're older. You're unique. You stand out, she said. Now that I met more Ryans through this, I'm just so grateful for my name. End quote. So if you know anybody named Ryan, you can tell them about that, and maybe they'll get to that event where they're going to try to break the record. It's 9:47 right now. Got to take a break. It'll be a short one, so stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Southbound, give a cool blues man name. 'Cause I've been lost on them back roads so many times, I've gone blind. Losing faith in my family had driven me out of my damn.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jay. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a few sprinkles or showers, a high near 69. For tonight, a few sprinkles, lows around 48. For Tuesday, partly sunny, a high near 65. Wednesday, sunshine with a high around 68. Thursday, sunshine and warmer, highs back to the mid-70s. Right now, it's 58.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
The fire.
Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show, 953 right now, 63 degrees in La Crosse and 60 degrees in Richland Center. Music from the Grateful Dead on this Monday morning, a song most closely associated with their drummer, Mickey Hart, who, by the way, is celebrating his 80th birthday today, born on this date in 1943. Happy birthday to Mickey Hart. Still out there doing it. Just wrapped up that tour with Dead & Company over the summer. And I got to see one of those shows. Dude still looks great. Hey, welcome back to the show. One thing I want to get to here before we wrap things up for today is a message from the wife of Jimmy Buffett. You know, he just passed away. And his wife put out a message to his fans, of which there are millions, the Parrot Heads. Jimmy Buffett's wife remembers his joy and humor in a touching tribute. She said, Jimmy was love. And she said, you made our lives better in thousands of ways. And that's a quote from Jane. I'm not sure how to pronounce her name because I've never heard it said, but it's spelled S-L-A-G-S-V-O-L. So is it pronounced Slagsvol like it looks, or is the G silent, and is it pronounced Slagsvol? I don't know, but I'm going to tell you a little bit about the story here. This is from People at People.com. It says the singer-songwriter's wife of 45 years shared this message on Saturday. Jimmy Buffett is being celebrated by his wife, the singer-songwriter's spouse of 45 years. Shared a touching tribute on Saturday following his death on September 1st at the age of 76. She said, as Jimmy said a few months ago, growing old is not for sissies. Slagsvol wrote on Buffett's website and social media alongside a photo of the couple together, quote, these last few years have been unimaginably challenging for Jimmy and me. And we're definitely not sissies. One thing we both knew and experienced through every difficult moment was the feeling of being buoyed up by all the people in our lives. Everywhere we went, at arenas, at events, and even in the hospitals, we were surrounded by love. There is a whole world of people I want to thank for the incredible kindness you showed us. Since those early days and all through the decades, Jimmy's fans became a big, boisterous family. Thank you for creating the world's most joyful community. The smile that Jimmy beamed at you from the stage was sparked by your spirit. I think that's why he loved performing so much. He was so grateful to the community you built around him. Slagsvol went on to thank Buffett's medical team for their compassion during his treatment for Merkel skin cancer, noting that they gave him hope even at the most hopeless moments while treating him at each stage of his illness. She also thanked his colleagues, noting they were the best, most honorable, most generous people, and we know how fortunate we have been for all these years. You made our lives better in thousands of ways, big and small, each day, she wrote, adding it was especially true during these last few years and deeply comforting to know that I can depend on your loyalty, your sincerity, and your respect. You have earned ours in return. Message from Jimmy Buffett's wife of 45 years. That's all the time we have for today, folks. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you have a great day and do something nice for someone today. See you tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock.
This is my home. This is where I belong.
latest cardboard order, is it up to date?
Camila's recyclable coffee cup factory can no longer be considered a grande.
Redesign? It's at the printer.
She needs more designers to jump the business to a triple shot.
Client wants to see several more design options. The logo's gotta be bigger.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Venture X from Capital One is the travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars, and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel, and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.